MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. MODO offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at MODO. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
MODO is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, the executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Jonathan Schanzer. The headline, IDF withdraws from Lebanon border villages, keeps buffer zone, Lebanese army deployed. The buffer zone, according to this report, consists of five strategic outposts inside southern Lebanon. Jonathan, this is once again a mystery to me. How is this different from before?
Well, John, it's a little different only because Hezbollah is in bad shape, but it is trying to reconstitute. It is trying to redeploy. What is truly remarkable to me is that the U.S. negotiating team, Stephen Witkoff and Morgan Ortegas, have been pushing for Israel to withdraw. Today, February 18th, is the day that the ceasefire agreement is actually slated to end. And so that's why we have been hearing from the U.S. side and from Hezbollah, maybe a mixed bag out of the Lebanese government, as it were. But they're all calling for Israel to move out. The problem is that the Lebanese armed forces, the LAF, are really not up to the task of taking over southern Lebanon. They are unable to gain control in any meaningful military way. And so this is putting the region in a very interesting state of flux. I would say a very dangerous state of flux, because Hezbollah still maintains a significant arsenal. From what I heard in Israel from a few weeks ago when I was there, John, roughly two-thirds of Hezbollah's arsenal was destroyed, along with the vast majority of its top leaders. The top leaders have been replaced by mid-level operatives who are now assuming these new roles, and they are trained to fight. This is exactly what they are planning to do. That one-third arsenal that is left, one might say, okay, well, that's good. It's much smaller than it was. Here's the problem, John. It was that arsenal was at about 150,000 projectiles, drones, rockets, missiles. Now that means that we're down to about 50,000, but 50,000 is still a formidable arsenal. So now you see Hezbollah in a position to potentially redeploy with significant weapons at its disposal. This could lead to a renewed outbreak of violence between Hezbollah and Israel at a moment that is very delicate in the region. We are trying to keep things from heating up again, and I'm not sure how that is going to be possible if we're now seeing calls from the U.S. government, no less, for Israel to leave southern Lebanon. The good news is that there are five outposts where the IDF insists that it will remain because it does not trust the LAF. This is the good news. The bad news is I suspect those five outposts will be targeted quite a bit, especially as Hezbollah begins to redeploy.
There is a report that the foreign minister of Israel has told members of the U.S. Senate that Turkey is working with Iran to get aid into Hezbollah. How does that work, Jonathan? Because Iran, Ankara and Tehran are seen to be as adversaries.
This is, I have to say, the thing that kind of makes me chuckle the most when I listen to analysts of the Middle East talk about Sunni-Shia competition and the Turks being Sunni and Iran being Shia. One would expect them to be at odds. Certainly, we saw the Turks overtake the Iranian axis by helping to topple the Assad regime late last year. And people say that, well, that was, you know, case in point, Sunni-Shia competition. But bottom line is the Turks and the Iranians still cooperate quite a bit. If you recall, both of them were patrons of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Both of them oversee the terrorist organization that launched the 10/7 attacks. But even if you go back to 2012 through 2015, my colleague Mark Dubowitz and I here at FDD, we tracked a massive sanctions evasion scheme where the Turks were helping the Iranians move $20 billion in cash and gold. They did this at the height of the sanctions regime being imposed upon Tehran. We have to come to terms with this, John, that Turkey and Iran are not enemies. They don't agree on everything, but they certainly find ways to cooperate when they can. And if that means supporting some of Israel's terrorist enemies, I think you're going to see more cooperation, not less, in the months and perhaps years to come.
Quickly to Iran. There was buzz a week ago that the U.S. believes that Israel is prepared to attack the Iranian nuclear weapon sites, suspect nuclear weapon sites. Was that buzz at the end of Biden and it doesn't apply to Trump, or is that floating around everywhere?
Look, John, I think there's no surprise here that the Israelis are heavily weighing their options, right? Iran right now is in what I would call a window of weakness. Their air defenses are down. Their ballistic missile production capabilities are down. The Israelis have done grave damage. Now the question, I think, in Israel is this the moment to go in and finish the job? I'm not surprised to hear that the Israelis were weighing this. What I think was interesting was the timing of these leaks. I think this comes as Biden administration officials, former Biden administration officials, are trying to thwart Israeli designs on a full-blown attack against the regime in Iran. This was their intent. The question now is whether the Trump administration cares, whether they're working closely with the Israelis to think about plans to finally neutralize that illicit nuclear program that Iran has been cultivating for more than two decades.
And the Iranian matter, it's a puzzle. Who's making policy in the Biden administration? Do we know? Because there have been all kinds of anecdotes about Mr. Biden not being in charge of the day-to-day policy. Do we know who was making the major decisions about don't use this and don't do that and hold yourself back all those months?
My understanding is that it was, you know, a Jake Sullivan, Tony Blinken, Brett McGurk triumvirate. There may have been others, but, you know, what they were doing is they were trying to listen to the base of their party while also balancing the sort of basic needs of American national security, keeping Israel more powerful than some of the enemies of Israel that are obviously also anti-American. But it seemed like something that was being done by committee, which I think in part explains why the policy was often as clear as mud. It was very difficult to discern what American policy was. On the one hand, supporting Israel in its war against all of these different proxies, while also withholding weapons, criticizing Israel for possible war crimes that were actually never proven. It became really a dog's breakfast of policy, if you will. And, you know, I think at this point, looking back, there are probably still a few people that are trying to shape policy from the outside, issuing these leaks while journalists still care to hear what they think.
Jonathan Schanzer, the executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.